5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We're always here, 24 hours a day,
7 days a week,
fetching you expert perspectives on sports gaming, odds, and more.
Kind of like a faithful dog.
Without all that butt sniffing.
We're the home of the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Roll on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, the broken day, the bad hat, but with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, utter bad tape, bad law, bad do, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Peralta Palacio, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves a little strawberry OG before she goes to bed in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dress in plastic bags, to break the traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do it. All my friends come around, flood the floods, a party up, rats on the west side, bed bars of town, with the best of times, to break, splattered all over my land, should be shaking out. Woo woo, I think I might have caught something from Keith. Should do bad. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Farrell with Mafia tonight, and Wayne Ellington getting involved with 2 seconds left. The pump fake, defender flies out of bounds, Hardaway. And Ellington, under extreme pressure, drills the deep corner pocket three to tie the game at 93s with 2 seconds left. Mavs half-court inbound, Kleber with a chance to win. Time for a catch and shoot. Burks bomb. Brick. They're going to overtime. In Dallas, we got a good one, 93 apiece. And I've been watching this one. Anyway, the Bucks are up 109-92 on the Pacers. Kicked their ass even without Giannis. Thunder down 2, 9 minutes left at the Pelicans at OKC at the Chesapeake. Hornets up big in San Antonio in the third, 87-71. The Nuggets getting impaled. Right before the half, 75-58 by the T-Wolves. Can't believe that. Heat beat the Sixers. Cavs rocked Houston, 124-89. Hawks win by 12 in Orlando over the Magic. Clippers and Jazz to follow this one. Grizzlies, Blazers at the Moda is even better. And the Wizards, Kings in Sacramento. So the hat trick of games late night tonight on the bench. I love it. So hockey, I saw Ovi broke the all-time power play mark tonight with another power play goal. But the Blackhawks are winning the game 3-2 with 19 minutes left. The Coyotes lead the Rangers 1-0 in the desert, if you can even believe it. And coming up on TNT momentarily, they're going to drop the puck in Anaheim at the Bond. It's the Smoke Kraken against the Ducks. I love it. College basketball tonight. Xavier up 71-50 on Moorhead State. 7 left. Arizona up 10.5 on Northern Colorado. USC losing to the Anteaters of Irvine. It's 36-28. I think they just lost the game. Are you kidding me? No, there's no way. They're just in the start of the second half. I knew that was wrong. UCLA is getting set to go in an hour with Alabama State. We welcome all of our radio affiliates to Pharrell on a Bench on a midweek Wednesday. Florida State up at the half, 44-28 on Lipscomb. Wisconsin, 71-68 over Lipscomb, over Nichols. It's a three-point win for Wisconsin. Weber down at the half to Utah State, 59-44. UNLV underway, 3-2 on Omaha. UCF beat Temple, 65-48. Ohio by 10 over Marshall. VCU blew out FAU by 20. Akron beat Wright State, 66-48. Ole Miss by 10 over Middle Tennessee. That was the line. And New Mexico State and Washington State set to go any minute. So they're underway in overtime now in Dallas. The zinger from three. No. Love it. Oh, they canceled the UCLA-Alabama State game because of COVID. I'm just seeing that now. That game has just been canceled. Everything's being canceled left and right. Tons of people getting COVID, Omicron. It's crazy. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Scared to death to even breathe, let alone go out, let alone be around people. All these people. What do you mean, you people? Mafia, are you getting scared to be around people, to go out? Were you scared to be at my house today?
I mean, don't want to say scared. I'm definitely cautious. I'm definitely, you know, worried. You never know where people have been and what they've been around. They could say all they want, they're being safe, but you can't really trust anybody. So, I mean, I've been vaxxed. I've been boosted, wearing my mask where I have to just to be safe as I can, you know.
I've been in the hood. I went to more playoff basketball action tonight, Mafia. Very exciting. The team I saw won by 30. The other two teams had four players on each side. Didn't even have a fifth player. It's Pharrell on a Bench.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Test yourself. If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
So, Mafia, you went down to the new Sports Grid studios down the Jersey Shore. What was it like?
Yeah, I've been there the last 2 days. I mean, it's a cool setup. It's like this old, I guess, like giant lab complex. So it's this huge building, and now they have, you know, all restaurants and shops and things in the first floor. They have, like, a basketball court set up in one spot that you could, you know, shoot around during the day, and then they have pickup games sometimes at night, or kids practice there sometimes. And then they have, you know, a bunch of like open space down the bottom where you could hang out and work. And then if you work there like we do, you get, you know, you pass and you scan up into the elevators and go up above that. And there's a whole bunch of office suites, but it's a giant building and then tons of stuff going on there.
Really? Yeah. What are the studios like?
Under construction right now. Right now the main studio is the conference room. We converted into a studio. with some lights and TVs and stuff. And then they're building the main studio in the middle of the, you know, office suite.
Is it going to be badass?
From the pictures they have, the renditions, it looks like it's going to be pretty sweet.
That's cool. So there you go. Mafia getting involved in the new Sports Grid studios. They moved from the Meadowlands down the shore, and they got a huge operation going on down there. I guess that's our Bristol, huh?
Yeah, it seems to be the home base. You know, we have, of course, the New York studios as well, but that's where the big wigs are hanging out and doing their, you know, deals and whatnot in their offices. So that's where the main base is going to be.
And then did you see the suits when you were there?
Yeah, they're there. I saw, you know, a bunch of them there yesterday having a big meeting when I was walking in. And then they, you know, a couple of them are there on a daily basis.
There you go. All right. So this game is in overtime in Dallas. I've been keeping an eye on this thing. Right now, with a minute 21 left in overtime, 99-98 Lakers. I mean, they really, in my opinion, you got to beat the Mavericks. I know they almost have the same records, whatever. LeBron's got 22. Davis has 20. Westbrook has 20. Westbrook's got 20, 10 boards, 7 dimes, almost the triple-double. He needs 3 dimes. I don't know if he's going to get that. But it just seems to me like, you know, the Lakers, you know, they beat the Magic. They beat the Thunder. They lost to the Grizzlies. They beat the Celtics, lost to the Clippers. They've been, in my opinion, wildly inconsistent. And, I, you know, you can't deny with no Luka Doncic, you got to beat that team. With you got LeBron James and Anthony Davis and Westbrook and Melo. You just got to beat them. Here's LeBron with a flush dunk from Westbrook. He's 2 dimes away from the triple-double. LeBron getting involved physically in the paint with a thunder two-handed flush. The Lakers lead by 3 with under a minute to go. You got to beat this team. I mean, you know, Finney Smith, Hardaway, Kleber, Brunson. Hardaway with a deep 40-footer, and it falls. It's a tied again. Hardaway's on fire! I've seen him hit a bunch of shots in this game. I know he's having a big game. He's led them tonight, that's for sure. Four of 11 from 3. A Westbrook with a deep bomb and hits it from the corner. His first 3 of the night, a deep bomb from the corner pocket. 104-101 with 23 seconds left. This is a great game. It really is. Great game in Dallas tonight. Great at the end of regulation with Ellington's 3 corner pocket bomb. And then overtime now. The Lakers are up 3, but it's not over yet. There's 23 seconds left. After what I just saw Hardaway do, you got to respect that. He hit a deep bomb. I mean, it was deep. 35, 40 feet. No kidding. That's how far out he was. Your boy Westbrook with a game. He's 23-10, maybe 23-11 and 8. I mean, this guy's just going off. I got to look at it. 23-10 and 8. I thought he got the rebound before. 23-10 and 8. Davis is 20, 12 boards. LeBron's 24-3 and 5. Reeves, how about the white boy Reeves? 12 points, 7 rebounds, 2 dimes, 4 of 5 from 3. Reeves has played great. He's the new white boy Caruso. Check out. Ooh. LeBron smiling and talking to people in the crowd. Up 3, 23 left. You got to make a stop here. Got to get a stop. I mean, they can all shoot. Burks, Zinger, Kleber, and Hardaway can all shoot threes. Brunson's in there. Yeah, they took out Burks. Brunson's going to go in. He's got no look at all. Kleber, three ball off the glass and in. I have seen it all at the end of the shot clock. The bank is open after hours. Unbelievable. What do we got? Mafia, little double overtime tonight, you think? Are they going to finish this with 15 left? Lakers. Lakers ball, tie game, 104s.
I think they're going to finish with 15 seconds left. I mean, it's been great shot for shot overtime here, but the Lakers have been hitting everything right now in OT.
I thought Brunson walked for sure. He dragged his foot 3 feet. He dragged his foot 3 feet. I'll look at it again. I mean, he walked. Kleber with a bank shot three. I've seen it all. I got to look again if he walked. Yeah, he walked. No call. He dragged his foot 3 feet.
No call because traveling doesn't exist in the NBA.
It exists on, you know, standing still guys that, you know, run before they put the ball on the floor. But when they're dribbling and they're in motion and they're running and they're moving, they don't usually call it. It's the standstill ones where they, you know, pump or go. They run before they dribble. They call those. Here's the Lakers, half court, 15 left, trying to win the game in Dallas. Look, I thought Westbrook got lucky with a three. I don't want him shooting it. I'll take Reeves or LeBron or Davis. LeBron's got the pill. Just go to the hole. Go to the hole right now. On Finney Smith. Nope, they're going to leave it all alone. Westbrook driving. Reeves all alone. Yeah!
Yes!
The white boy Caruso! Pumping the chest. It's over! It's over! Oh, Bullock off the rim. Full court shot. The Lakers are they're pounding Reeves. They're all over Reeves. They're so happy for white boy Caruso. White boy Caruso. White man can't jump. The wing dagger from Reeves. I ain't talking Brian Reeves either, biatch. Wow. 107-104. Lakers win it. Ball movement supreme. LeBron was in trouble. So he got rid of the rock to Ellington. Ellington to Westbrook. Brody takes it from the corner, drives to the paint. Kick out to Reeves, far wing. He got fouled too and made the three. What a shot. I mean, that was fantastic. It's Pharrell on a bench. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
How about this guy, Austin Reeves? They call him, unfortunately, his nickname is AR-15, just what we need, more gun violence. But AR-15 with 5 of 6 threes tonight, including with no time left in overtime, the wing dagger bomb, and he was fouled, and he made it all net, Splash City, and the Lakers win by 3. They mobbed him because he's the undrafted white boy. White men can't jump. The new Caruso. Your boy, AR-15, getting involved. Rick Harrow is our sports business and legal insider on Sports Grid and on Coast to Coast and certainly on a bench. Always good to have Rick on the show. All right, so Rick, we got a lot to do here tonight. So let's start with this. You know, Mario Cristobal gets the job at Miami. Obviously, signing period has begun. He's getting players to go to the U automatic out of the gates already. It is what it is. I'm not really surprised at that. I'm not really surprised they gave him $8 million a year. I am surprised that, frankly, they're giving pay cuts to professors in a school, as you know, a private institution that rakes 75 large per student per year to go to school there. That school is drowning in money. I don't even want to hear it. And they're all complaining that this guy got that money to coach the football team. Now, we all know the football team means more than the school. I mean, that's just all there is to it down there. And you know it.
Football team was, in many ways, responsible for putting a lot of the school on the map in the 80s, right? I mean, look at all the runs they had then. The school was great. My father-in-law, ex-father-in-law, was the head of the psychiatry department at the University of Miami for the longest time in the 60s and the 70s, came from Birmingham. And I remember going to all the games, the 0-0 tie against Notre Dame, Charlie Tate, Otis Anderson, all those guys. That didn't mean a lot. You know, it didn't help the chemistry department get more money, didn't help recruit increased enrollment, didn't help increase tuition. You know what did? The 1980 football team. So, you know, everybody talking about how football is the wrong way to spend money, that argument's about 30 years too old. Let's forget that one.
So do you feel, as you've heard me say many times, that the culture down there has gotten out of control? I feel, as a Cane fan for 40 years, I have the right to say this. And you've heard me say it. I think the players act like idiots. I think they are the cockiest thing I've ever seen for a loser. And they dance around. They showboat. They're down 2-3 touchdowns, and they get a fumble recovery, and they dance on the sideline and put on the turnover chain as if they're winning the game. It makes no sense to me. The bling, the ice, the image has gotten – well, the difference is that when the convicts and the Catholics back then, Miami won. It didn't matter that they had the bad image because they won. Now I think they have the bad image and they don't win. So is this guy going to go down there and let them continue to act like idiots, or is he going to turn them into a winning football team?
You know what will be interesting in the next month, and let's watch it when he really comes into his own in early January. I'm not sure the Sun Bowl is any fair expectation of what's going to happen, but does he keep Ed Reed by symbolism only? Does he keep him as an advisor? Does he toss him to the side? You know, what happens with him? Because to me, Cristobal and Ed Reed are part of the same generation, but two entirely different cultures. And I'm not saying that Ed Reed symbolized empowerment and disrespect, because we know what kind of football player he was, and we know what kind of kids he would recruit. And Cristobal, hopefully, will be able to get the best of both worlds, which is the tradition and the discipline. And maybe Ed Reed will help.
I think Ed Reed can help in many facets. I just think that they should check their, frankly, their egos and ways at the door. I mean, they are so far removed
from both being...
I mean, they're just not a successful program anymore, and they aren't.
Right.
And that's just – I've heard for the last 10 years is the U back, and they are not back, and they haven't been back. And when you play in the Sun Bowl, that's like having a fat girlfriend, okay? So I'm not interested in all their BS anymore. What I'm interested in is a high-speed, high-athletic, high-talent – physical, nasty, dominating football team on the field. And then, you know, actually for the first time in 20 years, some level of class off of it. I mean, because I think they look – they're just classless. I mean, they're a bunch of hacks, and they act like they're badasses, and they can't beat anybody. I mean, they can't even win the Coastal Division in that crappy ACC. And you know I'm right.
Yeah, I know you're right. But let's put it this way. Wouldn't you agree that they look a lot more like reaching that goal in the last month or two than they did before? First, Van Dyke. Second, they got some really young defensive kids who, I don't know if they dance around or not. I haven't been watching that, but they certainly can run to the ball, and they're tough. And third, the combination of Cristobal and Reed's legacy, I think, is a really good thing that we didn't have a month and a half ago, not because we ought to pile on Manny Diaz, but because this is a proven winner and a guy that took a program in Oregon and took him close to the promised land. And so at the end of the day, you can say what you want, and so can I, but I think we're a heck of a lot. Miami is in a better position on December 15 than they were before Thanksgiving, let's say.
I thought they handled the Manny Diaz firing very poorly. And I got to be honest with you. Look, Mario Cristobal is going to have to prove it to me because I think he's a lot better coach than Manny is. I think Manny's an assistant, and that's all there is to it. I think Mario's a proven head coach. But he won the Pac-12, and then this year they were disastrous, those two games against Utah. The Pac-12 championship game was embarrassing. I mean, they got bent over. So he wasn't ready for that game. They weren't ready for that game. And that was not a good job of coaching at all in either of those games that they got blown out. So let's calm down with this guy, some magnificent hero riding in on a horse to save Miami football. I will say this. You and I used to go to a lot of games at the Orange Bowl, and I think there's been, I just have to say it. I think that the program took a massive hit when they left the Orange Bowl and went over to that Hard Rock Stadium. There's something about it. Like, I've been to games, and there's nobody there, and it's embarrassing. Have they ever thought about dealing with that problem, or is that just going to be the way it is? They're going to play there forever because I think they miss having their own stadium.
Yes, and you know, the good thing about the package deal with Radakovich and Cristobal is that the opening press conference with the guy that came from Clemson, but remember, he started his administrative career at University of Miami and is pretty well known as a builder of championships at Clemson, the soccer championship they won, and obviously football. One of his first comments was, "We need to figure out how to get a new stadium done." Now, I remember Sam Jankovic saying that when he was the AD, 20 years ago, before he went to the Patriots. I remember in the middle of all the stuff that we were doing with the arena, the stadium was going to be included in a package. Never happened. But now they're talking about it again. And so they belong closer to campus. That's absolutely correct. Now, will they get a stadium? You got Gables, Coral Gables, where they are, politics. You got public funding. You've got a lot of issues, but the guy says it's a priority, so we ought to take him at his word.
They got a lot of rich people down there, and what they need is rich people to give them money. And what they need is to hire you to make that stadium happen, because you've done it with all the other stadiums in that town and all the other stadiums in pro sports and NBA arenas and minor league stadiums and NFL stadiums. Has anyone approached you about making it a reality for the Canes?
Well, not yet, but the guy's been in office for like a day and a half, and I've not been near my phone. So let me check. And I'm only kind of half kidding. I live down here, and it would be great from a kind of synergy perspective and symmetry, whatever the word is, to see them go back close to campus. I totally agree with you. When you look at the successful programs, very few of them are in NFL stadiums in that same city. Who shares stadiums these days? Well, I guess Pitt. We can come up with some of the teams, but not, there's nothing, you and I both know this, there's nothing better than an on-campus experience for football.
When we come back, we'll talk about Rick Haro going to the Bahamas Friday and if he'll ever be able to return to the United States because of the Omicron.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin. Duh! Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us. And we won't ask to borrow your car either. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Farrell on the Bench. Rick Caro is going to go to the Bahamas Bowl on Friday to kick off the bowl season with 43 bowl games. And I questioned out loud on Coast to Coast the other day, I think Monday or Tuesday, would Rick Caro, once he goes to the Bahamas, if anything happens with the Omicron when he's down there, will he be allowed to re-enter the United States and get back into Miami? I used to go to the Bahamas all the time when I lived in Miami. It's like a 25-minute flight, and it's the greatest thing ever. I used to go down there all the time and party. I behaved very poorly in the Bahamas. And I just wonder, Haro, will you be able to return to the United States, or will you be trapped as a bohemian forever?
Yeah, maybe. Listen, Edward G. Robinson Stadium. No, it's Thomas G. Robinson, Thomas T. Robinson. I don't know who he is, but they named the stadium in Nassau after him. So that has the greatest conch salad in the history of the world. So if I don't get back, there are a lot worse things in life than eating conch salad three times a day. However, staying in Atlantis, what they do is that they give you the mandatory test for COVID for free the day before you fly back. So they make it convenient for you. And I just tested negative on the way over. So I can make it over. And then I'll eat the conch salad. And then I'll fly back.
Are you already there?
No. I'm going Friday. Monday I'm coming back. And I'm going. Yeah.
Are you staying at the Cove or at the Atlantis on the cheap side?
Atlantis on the nice side. So
the Cove side.
On the Cove, and I'll be the middle Tennessee guys are staying on the cheap side, and Toledo is staying. Who knows?
Yeah, on the cheap side. There's two cheap towers, and then there's the rich people tower.
Yeah,
I will never
forget. I don't know
which
one it is.
Listen, I know which one it is. I've been there 15 times. Here's the deal: at the Cove, you go to the pool, and it is literally, for two hamburgers and a Heineken, $100.
I'll find that out quick, right? And then we got boats. In case it's too expensive, I've got a boat on Saturday, and they, may take me back. But I'm tempted just to spend a couple of days, and then I'm going to the Pinstripe Bowl, going to the Fenway Bowl. I'm going to do the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, obviously national championship. So it'll be a busy week.
So I'm going to, on Friday, you'll be at the Bahama Bowl. I will be at the PPG Arena watching Sidney Crosby and the Penguins take on the Sabres at 7 o'clock. And I have seats on the ice. And then I have Sunday, the Steelers and Titans. And it's, I believe it could be very well my last Steeler game of the year, because the Monday night Browns game is the last home game, and I can't go to that. I'm on the air. So I think this weekend's my last trip to Pittsburgh until at the very least next season. And next season does not bode well either due to my schedule, which is changing by the day for when I'll be working. So all I know is I'm going to be in Pittsburgh when you're in the Bahamas. You'll be in the Bahamas loving life, eating conch salad. I'll be in Pittsburgh freezing my onions off at this Steeler game on Sunday. It's supposed to be 35, and that's fairly Nipsey Russell. All right, let me ask you the tech and sports five here before we get out of here for the year. This is our last appearance together for the year, as tomorrow will be my last two shows, TV and radio, for the year. So thank God I got you in before I got out of here. The Rose Bowl game between Utah and Ohio State will feature a digital health pass to admit fans. I'll tell you what, they should have a digital health plan to admit fans. The Utah fans, with the beating they're going to take from Ohio State.
I think this is probably the let's make things right bowl for Ohio State. Right. And you know, you talk about Cristobal and his two games against Utah. Well, I think Ohio State is number six. We'll try to take it out on them. But on the health side, you've got a couple of companies that really want to make sure that COVID tests happen, even with the vaccine card. So there's going to be a lot going on with Omicron that you didn't have happen before.
Big Ten launches a sports data and analytics department. What's that about?
Yeah, Kevin Warren, you know, who used to run the Vikings and now is the commissioner, has done a Learfield-related Big Ten Conference data and analytics department. And this will bring kind of new structure for fan engagement. A lot of teams are doing the data analytics stuff and fan engagement. That's the kind of language of choice these days. But no conferences. So kudos to Kevin Warren. The Big Ten's the first one to do it.
NFLPA getting back into the NFT business, giving it another crack. They cut a deal with DraftKings.
Yeah, and they're going to be having two kinds of NFTs. I guess one is relating to the different levels of players, the big names worth more than the small names. And second is it's categorized by different tiers, meaning more points for more players. So think of it as kind of fantasy meets Topps trading cards. It's kind of an interesting concept, and, you know, get your NFTs. I don't know what I'm talking about, but you ought to get them.
As you know, I've always wanted to sleep with Maria Sugarpova, and
yeah,
she
we
has,
know that. We remember.
She has deals with Therabody and Tonal, which are workout groups. Now she's getting involved with a investment app. Which one?
Public. Online platform for investing in the stock market and cryptocurrencies. She is an advisor to One Team. The program Public recently launched to provide financial literacy tools to NCAA student athletes. Good idea. 40% of whom are women, 45% people of color. And so this is a investment opportunity to tell people how to remain savvy in the financial market. So good for her.
How about MSG? They're building that Sphere out in Vegas, the 17,000-seat entertainment venue. What are they doing now with space cameras?
Yeah, this is interesting. I can't wait. You and I need to go to Vegas and see this when it opens. They've cut a deal with the International Space Station. They're getting the ultra-high fidelity, ultra-high resolution camera system, 160,000-square-foot screen, 160,000-square-foot screen, and a resolution more than 100 times that of high-definition television. I don't even know what that means. That's going to be amazing, but when you go to Vegas, we'll see it when it opens.
I don't want to talk about Tom Brady, and I'm bummed out about Demaryius Thomas dying like everyone else, so let's talk about Auburn. Slapped with probation, 4 years, their basketball program. Good old Bruce Pearl cheating again.
Well, and it's Chuck Person and Bruce Pearl. And, you know, whatever the responsibility is, obviously the NCAA had enough. 4-year probation. He's suspended 2 games, but you got to feel for the athletes, not just the program, because, you know, he's back coaching 2 games, but the team is on probation for 4 years. It's a long time.
How about EA? They add women to their NHL hockey game for the first time ever.
Kind of cool, right? The NBA 2K game published by Take-Two Interactive put Candace Parker on the cover of its WNBA 25th anniversary edition, making her the first WNBA player on a 2K cover. And the NHL series with the International Ice Hockey Federation has included not just the stars of the NHL, but women hockey players too. Kudos to them.
All right, Rick, so the Dolphins have won 5 in a row. They'll make it 6 in a row on Sunday when they beat the Jets' ass at Hard Rock. What do you think of their current hot streak? Do you think they're going to win out and make the playoffs as a wild card?
Well, let me tell you, I've looked back at this last year. It's been an incredible year. What this does give the Dolphins is a typical kind of mediocre, make the playoffs or not, drafting in the middle of the pack. And, you know, they needed a lot of linemen. They may not get them. But the bottom line is they're going to be seven. They're going to be 8-7 when they beat the Saints after they beat the Jets. And the big game is Tennessee, because if they can beat Tennessee without Derrick Henry in 3 weeks, then they're 9-7 playing the Patriots last game of the year. And I guess who knows? But the bottom line is it's been an incredible November and late October. Nobody would have thought it when they were 1-7. So good for them.
Is the Patriot game in Foxborough or in Miami?
No, Miami. And Miami usually, you know, wins that game down there. And it'll be an interesting dynamic because they're going to need it. And if the Dolphins get to the point of playing the Patriots in the last game of the season when they really need it, who knows? But at least, you know, who would have thought that would have happened when you're in mid-October and the Dolphins are like 1-4, 1-5, and lose to Jacksonville. That game killed them. I mean, that Jacksonville game, to lose to Urban Meyer, given what's happened with him the last few days, that's unforgivable.
You know, you can actually go to the sports book in the Atlantis. They have a sports book there.
Oh, good. I'll bet on Middle Tennessee. I understand if I take Middle Tennessee, I get 10. Is that correct?
That's right. And then they're playing Toledo, right?
Correct.
I think Toledo wins and Middle Tennessee covers.
All right.
I think it's a better game than I think it's a better game than 10.
I'll be watching conch. I'll be eating conch. I have no idea. I'll be there. I'll get my pass and walk around.
So do you hit the pool and pick up chicks?
Hit the pool, got some golf on Monday, and then start the trip to the Northeast. Got Washington, got Boston, got New York, got New Hampshire, and then New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl and Carolina and the Saints at the end of the New Year's week. So 2 weeks on the road.
So do you stay in the Bahamas till Monday and golf, or
stay in
do you
the
go
Bahamas
home
till
golf?
Stay in the Bahamas till Monday morning, play the ocean course Monday, and then fly back to Orlando, rent a car, go to Jacksonville.
Wow. Sounds like you got it all figured out. Have a good time, Rick. Sounds like a plan. I wish I was there. Sounds fun. I wish I could join you. But I'll be in Pittsburgh. I'll see the Titans and let you know how they look against the Steelers without Derrick Henry.
Awesome, man. Merry Christmas to you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Rick. Love you. All right. There he is. Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider. Mafia, have you ever had conch?
Yeah, I had it down when I was in Turks and Caicos the one time. Not too bad.
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's not bad, right? It's different.
Right.
It's not something you eat,
right.
It's not something
thing,
you eat every day around here.
Yeah, so it's something like I'm sure the more you eat it, the better it is. But when you first had it, it look, you know, looks weird, not the same as all the other fish, but it's good.
It's not bad, right? So I'm watching the Clippers leading the Jazz in Salt Lake Shakers 45-39. The big story out of Salt Lake is that Danny Ainge is taking over as CEO. Assistant governor, like number two governor for the team. He's going to help oversee the basketball operations. He's not replacing the GM or anything. They got a powerful, rich owner. They got a bunch of great people in that front office, and they got a lot of talent on that basketball team. Big move by the Jazz. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
All right, so crazy game in Oak City at the Chesapeake as the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, with 4.5 seconds left, fires a shot from the logo near half court and hits it to tie the game. And then with 1.5 seconds left, Devontae Graham heaves a full court shot, and Drano hits it for the Pelicans, and they win the game by three. I mean, it was a full court shot, and it went down. And that is that. And the Pelicans won the game. I saw it, Mafia. That was crazy. You talk about shutting up a crowd.
Yeah, especially on such a crazy play before it. I mean, it almost looked like Gilgeous Alexander was just trying to draw the foul, which he doesn't get, and somehow it banks in. Like, it didn't look like he was trying to shoot that and set up well. It was just kind of like, flailing the ball up there, and somehow it falls when he doesn't get the call. And then just quick reaction by the Pelicans. It wasn't like a timeout to set it up. Just right into him, chuck it up, hope and a prayer, and it goes into ruin.
I mean, that was full court. I mean, that was literally right off the inbounds. He threw it the length of the court, and it went down. And I was like, holy S. I was like, that is unbelievable. You had the Austin Reeves game winner in overtime for the Lakers, and then that ending right there at the Chesapeake. You got to be kidding me. Crazy finishes tonight in the NBA. Big win for the Pelicans on the streets. It's Pharrell on a bench.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.